The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is an attack warning. Repeat, this is an attack warning.
Now everybody, have you heard? If you're in the game, then the stroke's the word. Don't take no rhythm, don't take no style. Got a thirst for killing.
What is up, table breakers? This episode of 7-1 Blitz is brought to you by Joey's Pizza in Depew. Two great locations, and it's definitely the cheesiest pizza you're ever going to eat. So make sure you order for Sunday's game.
All right, and with that, what's going on, table breakers? Sorry for taking last week off. A little bit of personal stuff, but we're back this week. I just wanted to actually want to break some news real quick. Very urgent. So I just found out the Bills are better than the Raiders and Commanders. Don't know if anyone knew that, but yeah, that news is in. If that is news to any of you, seek help. I don't know.
No, those listeners hopefully are listening to WGR, not us.
Facts. I mean, last time we talked was after the Jets game, and we had a lot of concerns. Bills faced a really tough defense that rallied around a significant injury in a week one home opener, nationally televised, and shit just hit the fan in the worst way, right? And we even came on here and said they come out flat against Vegas and even Washington that we might have some problems. And clearly that wasn't the case. I'm not saying that all cause for concern is completely out the window. They beat up on some pretty bad teams, which we know is nothing that's new to the Bills. But the elephant in the room and the thing that everyone's going to be sweating this week is this Dolphins matchup.
Yeah, big matchup. Toughest team either team's going to face so far this season.
Yes.
I know there's people that say the Dolphins, the Chargers, right? But
yeah, the Chargers
aren't the Chargers. And they're going to be even more not the Chargers without Mike Williams for the rest of the year now.
Correct.
So, yeah, I think the Dolphins is definitely a big test here. I like what I saw last week from the Bills defense. Obviously, one of the better performances ever by a middle linebacker. Right? He joined Brian Urlacher and somebody else. I can't remember the other guy. But pretty good company for Terrell Bernard, who we never really said a bad thing about Terrell Bernard. We never really said anything great about him.
No.
But we never really...
Not going to say we saw it coming, but...
No, we never jumped ship and said, you know, that he was going to be this guy or that he was going to suck ass. He's been a really good replacement for
Tremaine. And it's still just a small sample size. We're not going to go too overboard with it.
Well, and didn't... I believe Tremaine led the NFL in tackles this past week.
Did he? I didn't see that. I think he might be right.
I think he did. I think he led. If I'm wrong, call me out. But I think I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that he led the league in tackles this week. So Tremaine's still doing Tremaine. He's not going to jump off the page like Bernard did this week. But
he also,
it's two different athletic types, too.
He also lost 41-10. Not that that's his fault necessarily, but.
No, yeah. But you got to like what you see from Bernard. We can talk about Trey White, how we might have been a little wrong.
Yeah.
The last 2 weeks he's been, you know, I know the receivers aren't the best that he's played against, but stats don't lie.
Well, the quarterbacks he's faced aren't the best.
Yeah. I mean, he's still covering, you know, he covered what, McLaurin probably in against Washington and Devontae most of that night. So pretty good receivers, but yeah, the quarterback play. But it's funny because everyone was on Sam Howell's nuts.
Well, even look at his, see, like Arizona and Denver he beat, and those are
two trash cans. I know. Walloped.
Yeah.
By
the team that we're about to talk about.
And the team that we've actually been talking about for 2 years.
Yes, we have. Finally
say we're fucking right.
Yeah.
It finally took a little bit, but they're there. The Dolphins are now the biggest threat to the Bills in the division by a mile.
Oh, it's a two-team race now.
Yeah, I think Tua, I'll still say what I say about Tua is, as long as he doesn't get concussed, he's going to be tough to beat. He is an accurate passer. And he is.
they're making it a priority to protect him, get the ball out quick. Don't let him hang on to the ball.
He's hanging on to 2.77 seconds right now. It's like the fifth highest in the league. If the Bills can get any, that's the big discussion, right? Can the Bills get the pressure? The Dolphins line's okay.
It's a shame not to have Von Miller for this.
But do we even need? I mean, look at Leonard Floyd. Look at Rousseau. Look at Oliver getting double teamed almost every play.
Yeah, but
that's something no one's really talking about.
I question the strength of the offensive lines they've faced so far. Jets, awful.
Yeah.
Commanders, I think, also not that great. Raiders might have been the best.
Yeah.
By default.
Yeah, but I don't think our offensive line is that much greater than theirs, per se.
Than who?
The Dolphins.
Oh, okay.
And their D-line is pretty good. Christian Wilkins is going to make things a problem, like he has in the past.
Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, if he plays.
They still got Zaven Howard back there. Yeah. You know, they're still a very talented defense. I mean, my biggest concern would be, can we get a pressure quick and early, and we have to stop the run from the start. If they get going on the ground and then Tua can open it up, we're fucked. I mean, you're talking.
I mean, their running backs averaged 7 and 11 yards per carry.
The Denver defense, though, is going to be historically bad by the end of the year. So,
I mean, I'm not saying anyone's going to go over 200 yards this game. I'm not going to predict that, but
no, I think, I don't think it'll be like that, but I do think, you know, people say Josh Allen just chucks it up there and says, fuck it, Diggs is out there somewhere, right? That's like the meme that everyone says. Same thing with Tua. Fucking chuck it. Tyreek's out there somewhere. Waddle's out there somewhere.
Yeah. Dude, they did that without Waddle.
Is he playing this week?
On track to, yeah.
And we're healthy, right?
Yeah, like they got – Bills are probably, knock on wood, the healthiest team in the league.
That's what I thought. I don't think there's that much going on there.
No, there's literally nothing.
And you have to like what you – I think we talked about it in the first episode about the run game, how we weren't really fond of it. But they've kind of like got this identity as like this three-headed monster. Harris, Murray, and Cook all bring something different to the table.
Yes.
And they complement each other very well. I've grown to kind of like it. I don't think we need to establish the run game. I get – so to a degree we do, right? It's time of possession, control the game. And we've done that against shit teams. They're not, you know, great teams, but we have been dominating time possession. We've kind of controlled how to get the pace of play,
right?
And that's because of the running backs. You know, that's because Josh is sliding. Almost puked saying sliding. You know, Josh is sliding, and Cook looks really good.
He does.
He looks really, really, really good. He's gonna pop a big one.
Bills have an RB1.
Yeah, he's going to pop a big one, too. You can just tell he's, like, really close a lot of times. Same with Hardy. I know a lot of people are down on Deontay Hardy saying, Isaiah McKenzie is better. Deontay Hardy is going to break one, and he's going to break multiple. It's just a matter of
– give it time.
Yeah, he'll break one.
So, not that we want to dwell much on the past game, but one thing – that I noticed about the Washington game, it reminded me a lot of the Pittsburgh game last year. They played a young quarterback, completely overwhelmed them, forced a lot of turnovers. I think the score of that game was like 33-0. This one was 37-3,
yeah.
Even though they kicked the last second field goal just to not get shut out. It was almost, I mean, I noticed about this with McDermott. It's almost kind of,
that's like his MO.
Belichickian in a way that they just kill young quarterbacks, they completely confuse them, take them out. I mean, it was 16-0 in the fourth, and they were completely in charge of the game. Don't get me wrong, but something happened in the fourth to where Washington pretty much waved the white flag, and the Bills were able to more than double their score in 10 minutes in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think that he thrives. We've just seen a more aggressive defense. They're blitzing a lot more. They're applying pressure a lot more. They're physical. This is the most physical defense I've seen since McDermott's been here. And I don't know that that might be a knock at Leslie Frazier, but
maybe
I think McDermott is a top defensive coordinator.
I mean, he got hired for that.
Yeah. Maybe not a head coach. I think yet to be determined, but I think defensive coordinator wise, he's been the defense has played different this year. It's physical. It's in your face. It's and it's without Von Miller.
Yeah. I mean, well, what to your point, what do we always say about McDermott on this podcast? It's like, yeah, when they beat the shit out of teams, it looks amazing. But when you play a team of similar caliber and the game gets close and, you know, playoff caliber and stuff like that, that's when stuff comes into question. There's no question about can you beat the shit out of a bad team?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, there's never been that question. I think that this is a big, big game for McDermott. I think this is a game that should be prime time.
It should very much be prime
NFL,
time.
NFL, if you're listening, flex this game, please. Break the rules and flex this game. Because what is it? The Bears. And
let me see.
Bears and somebody. Someone's got to have a win. They're both winless. Well,
Bears Broncos is. Are they playing? I don't know if it's prime time.
No, it's prime time.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not.
It's a 1 o'clock game.
Okay.
Chiefs Jets is Sunday night. The prime Patriots Cowboys and Niners Cardinals.
Holy fuck! Yeah, they should be able to flex whenever
and,
the
and
fuck
Raiders they. Chargers. Oh my god!
Yeah, they should be able to flex whenever they want. This sucks, but. I do think that this is going to have a playoff atmosphere.
Yes.
It's going to be 78 degrees and sunny in Orchard Park.
Which is not the usual climate work that Miami's used to when they play here.
No. I think we should take their benches away, though, and make them have to stand the whole time.
Can you do that?
I don't know. They made us play in the sun.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I think you can do whatever. Who cares? But it's going to be the crowd is probably going to be a factor for the Dolphins, too.
Oh, sure.
Gonna be loud. It's gonna be, I would expect most of the time fans are standing, not gonna be sitting. Should be a chaotic atmosphere. It's gonna be good. I think it's gonna come down to which quarterback honestly makes less mistakes. And that's crazy to like.
You're right, and like this could very well be the least amount of turnovers wins. And this is also honestly, it's a coaching matchup. Because in three matchups last year, yeah, the Bills went 2-1, but McDaniel outcoached McDermott.
Well, he figured it out towards the last two matchups.
Yeah.
He was starting to figure
and
out.
And those were on the road in the cold.
Yeah. So, what you say, McDaniel's a goofy motherfucker.
Dude knows his shit.
Yeah. I call him like a poor man's logic, but he definitely knows his shit. He's a good head coach. A little unorthodox, a little weird, but he's got the Dolphins playing really good football. So, and he's got a guy who a lot of guys didn't think was NFL caliber quarterback playing at a, he's right now the MVP frontrunner,
which is crazy.
Yeah. Say what you will about Tua, that he can't do this, can't do that. He's the MVP frontrunner.
He had more touchdowns than incompletions.
Yeah. This is probably the most scared I've been of a matchup in a while.
Well, I mean, think about it. If the Bills win, they only have half a game on Miami. If they lose, they're 2.5 back.
It's a really, 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 really
big. And then you lose the home matchup against Miami.
Yeah, and we already, yeah. I mean, to drop two division games in the first four games would be way less than ideal.
Yeah.
And then you got to go to Jacksonville or London.
London.
And Trevor Lawrence is playing some really, really good football.
Yeah, they laid a dud against Houston.
Yeah.
And like I kind of said.
That's division.
Yeah. And like I kind of said in the beginning, that matchup is interesting because Jacksonville will already have been in London a week. Mm-hmm. So time change, they get a little bit of an advantage there.
Practicing there all, you know, all week.
And yeah.
2 weeks, essentially. So, yeah, that's going to be a good one. But the Dolphins, this is one that they need to be laser focused and execute almost without flaw. And I've never thought I'd say it playing the Dolphins.
In week four. Yeah.
This could determine so much. This could determine the division already. Honestly, I mean,
yeah, it can determine the division if the Dolphins win.
Yeah.
Which is, I know it sucks to have to put it that way, but that's just what it is.
And then, you know, then we're already looking at wild card.
Yeah.
Right. So we're all like, it's just a hard road.
Unless you're rooting for them to completely shit the bed and just lose it, which I don't really see happening.
No, we're never going to root. We said it to him, like it can cost again. At some point, we don't want to root for
we'll never
root for that. But it would be, I think it would be hard. I think if there's a game where he can get hurt again, it's against the Bills again.
Although, now they have Mike White, who proves he can kind of play.
Yeah, that's true.
We always said Jets should have kept him instead of Wilson to back up Rodgers.
Definitely should have kept Mike White. Definitely should have kept Mike White.
Jets are still a playoff team if they keep Mike White.
100%. 100%. It's a drop off because he's not Aaron Rodgers.
Well, of course.
But another year in that system and some familiarity with the players.
Right.
I know that the locker room loved
them. They played for him.
Yeah. So Jets going to jet, man.
Yeah.
They always jet. That's what they do.
Anyway, enough about the Jets. But one thing, I don't mean to get nitpicky, but one thing I noticed, even though it was a 37-3 win, so it's not really that important, but I noticed, if you look at the Bills receiving stats, no one besides Diggs has more than two catches.
Is that, though, because of the ability to spread the ball around more this year, more weapons on offense? And then when he needed Diggs, he went to Diggs?
I mean, Diggs had, I think it was...
9 catches, right?
Yeah, it's like 12 targets, and then like 8 or 9 catches for 111 yards.
Yeah.
And I know Davis had 4 targets, but only 1 catch, which was the touchdown. Kincaid only like 2 targets, 2 catches for like 5 yards or 3 yards or whatever.
That's the surprising one. Yeah. Right? Everyone's, I think that's been a hot topic this week is Kincaid.
People are shitting on Knox for the drop.
Yeah, it was a bad drop. I mean, it is what it is.
I mean, I don't think we're the biggest Knox fans either, but
no, I think we're impartial. That's why we're okay if he's here. We're okay if he's not here. I think we're not going to ride or die for Dawson Knox for sure. I think he's well liked in Buffalo, but that doesn't mean he should. You know, he's a good football player,
right?
So
I mean, hey,
a lot of people like JP Lossman.
Yeah, and like Shakir, I think had 1 catch for 5 yards. So I mean, obviously,
but like look at this. So it's that Shakir catch. That's a good. It's good you bring that up. Because he only used one, you know, that 1 catch, but it was for a first down on like a 3rd and 5.
Right, like they show up when needed.
They're being effective when they're called upon, which I think.
Right. But do you think it's also a digs or die situation for the Bills offense?
No, I think it's like, I mean, my comparison would be like Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams.
Okay,
I think that's Josh's stuffed animal. It's a security blanket.
It is.
I think when he's maybe not, I don't know, when he wants to get in the rhythm, he's looking for digs, right? He knows the guy's going to catch the ball 9 times out of 10. He can rely on him to make a play. I think digs is seeing something with the defense and be like, hey, I'm open every play. Look my way first instead of third. And then he's getting rid of it quicker. I mean, I'm not going to knock on that. I think it's interesting, though, that we thought there'd be more touches for other guys, but the run game is taking away some of those touches too. You know, you can't knock that. The run game has definitely accounted for some touches being taken away from Kincaid, probably, you know, away from Shakir getting out there maybe a little bit more and Hardy trying to do some stuff. Like the run game has been a pleasant surprise over the last couple weeks. Again, Miami's going to probably be a better test to see where we're really at with that run game.
Yes.
But, this is a game, too, where it's going to test Josh's patience. You know, everyone keeps talking about give what he takes. He's got to start taking what the defense gives him. Well, he's done it the last 2 weeks, and he's done it pretty well. But
what are you going to do in a matchup where you either the other team's offense can match you drive for drive, and you're in a close game? What are you going to do?
Then Josh Allen's going to do what Josh Allen does.
Okay.
And that's,
you got to prove it.
And that's fine, right? Like, Josh... That's when he goes off script. That's when he runs. That's when he stiff arms linebackers. That's when he hurdles people. Like when Josh plays like that, when he feels like the game is on his shoulders, if he's not doing that every game, I'm okay with that. I think the last 2 games,
if you have to do that against the Raiders and Commanders, you have problems.
Yes, exactly. That's my point. If you have to do it against a premier team and you're fighting for every yard, I want the ball in Josh's hands, right? I trust him more than I trust half the schmucks on the team. Like, not that they're bad. I think that you paid him $258 million to make fucking plays. Keep drives alive. You know, when things are going tough and you can't get in the rhythm, the running game's not going or it's stalling. And then you got, you know, receivers aren't getting open. Whatever the reason, that's what Josh Allen does. He makes things happen when there's nothing there. So this could be a game where Josh Allen has one of those, fucking hate the term, but hero ball games. But I almost like that. I want the game in Josh Allen's hands. And I was like, well, the game was in his hands in New York and he fucking sucked, blah, blah, blah. Nah. I think a lot of that stuff with the Jets game was he was so amped to play Aaron Rodgers that he had those rookie yips that he used to get where he'd get so hyped for a game. Because think of how much attention was on that game.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Well, there's attention on this one now, too, though.
Yeah. Different attention.
I mean, I know it's not like he doesn't view Josh versus Tua the same way he would Josh versus Rodgers.
I think he was super amped. I think that there was so much attention. I mean, think about that game leading up to that game. I know we don't want to go back in time, but think about the press and the media leading up to that game, up until the fucking kickoff, up until the four plays until he got hurt, three plays until he got hurt. The buzz in New York City that night was different. And I think Josh, I think Josh got too hyped. And then when he was realized he was playing Aaron Rodgers, he got boom, boom, boom. And then all of a sudden he's got to play Zach Wilson. And I think he had a tough time getting that energy level to the right spot. And he's been doing that since he's a rookie. He has those games where he gets too hyped. He's done it in the playoffs. He's done it in big games.
And this isn't one of them?
No, this is definitely one of them to watch out for, where he could do that. I hope that he doesn't view Tua as Aaron Rodgers. I know that Tua's off to a great start, but he's not Aaron Rodgers.
Do you think there's any of the, if I fuck up, we're 2.5 back?
Yeah. But I think that falls more, I'm hoping that pressure falls more on the defense having to stop that offense, and McDermott having to call the defensive scheme for that game. Because I think the offense is going to go out there and execute. The Dolphins don't have this elite defense.
Well, let's call it what it is. Neither defense is going to completely shut down either offense.
Yes.
That's what it is.
I think the Bills can make things a little bit more difficult for Tua, more so than the Dolphins can make things difficult for Josh Allen. I think the line play. It's the trenches. How many times we talk about the fucking
always
trenches?
And this one, like, if there's no pressure, you cannot depend on the secondary to stick with Tyreek and Waddle for more than 3 seconds. You just can't.
No, I think pressure is going to be, you know, obviously pressure is important every game. But this one more so. I think Tua needs to be very uncomfortable throwing back there. I think he needs to get the Aaron Rodgers treatment. Those first three plays, he was under a lot of distress. Fourth play, gets hurt. I'm not saying not hurting Tua.
That was more field than hitting.
Yeah, it was definitely more field than the hit. But I think that's what it has to be. Make him very uncomfortable from the get-go, and like, you control the tempo of the game. Then Tua is nervous, and he's releasing the ball early, or he's hanging on to it too long, or he's trying to make a play that he can't make. Because Tua is not Patrick Mahomes. Tua is not Josh Allen. He's not Justin Herbert. He's not Joe Burrow when Burrow's healthy. He's not Trevor Lawrence. I think people leave Trevor Lawrence out of the elite quarterback thing, and that's weird, but he's pretty good. But Tua's, again, not saying Tua hasn't been off to a great start. He has been, but he's not those guys. I think when a play needs to be made, I don't know if I trust Tua to make those elite plays.
Okay.
So
my thing is, I trust McDaniel's schematics more than I trust Tua, obviously. Yeah. And I think the Dolphins, though, are dependent on game plan and script. So, like, if the going gets tough, I don't know how they're going to respond to that. Yeah. I mean, I know I knocked the Bills' opponents in the games they've won. You could say the same thing about the Dolphins. They've beaten
nobody, really.
Yeah. I mean, the Chargers, who I think have the worst coach in the NFL,
Denver, who probably has the worst defense in the NFL,
and the Patriots, the Patriots, you could say, gave them the roughest time defensively.
Yeah.
So,
division game.
Yep.
And that's another thing, too, is, I mean, I don't like to talk about the Patriots, but they're not as bad as they're playing.
No.
They're not. Mac Jones is not.
Even their first game, they lost by 5 to the Eagles, who looked like they still are the freaking Eagles of last year. Mm-hmm. Maybe not. I mean, they're still getting their feet under them, but.
Yeah, they still struggle against Tampa.
Yeah.
Last night.
It's still a good football team.
Yeah.
The Patriots haven't, like, gotten their ass kicked, really.
No, and I think that's a testament to Belichick.
Yeah.
As much as I hate Belichick as much as anybody else in Buffalo, but. They're competitive still. They might not be the favorites in the division, but they're playing decent football. So.
Yeah.
This Dolphins team though, they scared the shit out of me because it can start a slide that you don't want to go on.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking
Dolphins. You lose potentially. You're going to London and potentially losing to Jacksonville. Then you come home and you got Kansas City.
That's not till later.
Oh no, who the fuck?
No, I think they get a bit of a easy stretch after that.
Are you sure? I don't think it's super easy.
Hang on.
Is it not? It's not Denver yet, is it?
Hang on.
I'm terrible at the schedule, guys. Sorry. I thought it was Casey.
The Giants.
That'll be different though, because
they're gonna be shut out of the Giants.
Yeah, with Dable's homecoming.
I don't want to. No, they're gonna. That game's gonna be over at halftime.
Okay. I'm replaying that clip if it's not.
Replay for McDermott, not for me. Yeah, then they go at New England and Tampa at home, which Tampa at home isn't as much of a gimme as I thought it was in the beginning.
It could be, though.
It could be. Yeah.
It could be. Tampa, I don't think, is a great football team. I think they're playing pretty – they're playing above their skill level at the moment. I think they'll come back.
Yeah.
Todd Bowles is a really good head coach, though.
But anyway. Yeah, I mean, strictly this game, you – like we said, you could be talking – I don't want to have this kind of mentality, but you could be 2.5 back. Yeah, and I don't know how many Miami's going to drop if they win this game.
No, and as long as Tua stays healthy, they are a contender.
They'll probably sweep the Jets.
God. Yeah.
They'll probably sweep New England.
Something we won't do. You know, like, yeah. We're not going to, we obviously can't sweep the Jets. And New England always is, you know, tough.
As of right now, I'm still going to say the Bills sweep New England.
Yeah. But you don't want to lose Dolphins at home and then lose the Dolphins in Miami.
Right.
You definitely don't need this is not a good scenario. Let's just put it that way. It's not a good fucking scenario. We got to win. It's a must win. Must win in week 4. I fucking hate it. Hate it.
So,
but we're here. That's where we're at. It's a must win game in week 4.
You want to do the score?
No, I hate doing the score every week. I hate it every single week. It's my least favorite part of the show. Tyler Bass.
Holy shit.
Tyler Bass kick at the end as time expires.
Wow.
I don't know. It could be high scoring, or it's going to be a defensive battle. I don't know. I'm going to go with the high scoring route.
I mean, I agree with you. I'm trying to think of unique score I could do. Oh my god, this is tough. This really is
45-42. Tyler Bass last second field goal. That's really how it could end.
41-34 Miami.
Oh, okay. All right. Fuck. I don't even want to think about it like that.
I feel like if we both pick, it's a jinx. Yeah, so
and that's true. That is true. I know we.
Honestly, I think this is last possession wins.
Well, as I said, that could be really what it is. Walk off field goal. I mean,
watch us be completely wrong and it's a fucking blowout one way or the other.
Yeah, no shit, right? Tua gets hurt on the first drive.
If that happens, everything we say, we don't get shit on for it. That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Null and void.
If anyone significant gets hurt,
yeah, Josh Allen gets, anyone gets hurt, it's null and void.
You were gonna say that? No, nope.
I did not. I stopped myself. I will not say that. But yeah, I'm ready for Miami, and I think it's gonna be a fun, exciting game to watch. I really do wish it was prime time.
So do I.
It just deserves to be prime time.
That's such a shame.
We get Nance and Romo though, which is kind of good. He's better than fucking Collinsworth, I guess. If we got him with the prime time, it'd be Collinsworth. Which, there's a guy that sucks a lot of dick.
Okay.
But look,
I took it there.
Yeah.
0-100.
Yeah. I think. Yeah, we got it. This is a must win in week 4, and I hate that it's a must win in week 4.
Yeah,
a lot of pressure early on in the season.
Wish I could tell you otherwise, but it really is.
And there's not like a. There's only a. Few there's like the schedule after the Jaguars game is pretty much the only stretch we have where we potentially could go on a decent run.
Yeah, because then you're talking like Philly, Kansas City,
Cincinnati,
Dallas, well, Miami again. Dallas. Well,
which Dallas are you gonna get? Because they really haven't smacked. You know, they didn't really beat anybody good yet, have they?
They beat the Giants and Jets.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. Another team that. And they lost the fucking Cardinals.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. We will not see a Diggs versus Diggs matchup.
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer. That is kind of a bummer. And fuck that dude on ESPN that said that shit about who was it? Fuck, who was it? Oh, Bart Scott.
What'd he say?
He said something about he was kind of like joking about Trayvon getting hurt. He got a lot of flack for it. Yeah, yeah. He made like a joke about it.
I don't watch a lot of it, but yeah.
Well, ESPN fucking blows anyways, so that's why. But yeah, no, unfortunately, no Diggs versus Diggs, which would have been pretty sweet.
Yeah. It's weird because, but anyway, back to this game. Bills are favored, but everyone's going to pick Miami, though.
Oh, 100%. I can't wait for the national media to come out and make their picks on Sunday morning before the game. It's going to be Dolphins, 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 which is understandable. They put up 70, right? But they're not putting up 70 against us.
No, I mean, that. So, no one puts up 70 in general. I mean, you're no.
Yeah.
Again, I think something in the 40s to 30s for both teams.
Yeah, I think they can score. I mean, I think they're going to score.
The one thing that, I mean, their fucking speed. Like, if they get in the secondary, I don't like that matchup of speed.
Yeah, but that's where maybe this is the Hardy breakout game or.
No. I mean, their offensive speed versus our secondary
speed. I know. I'm interested to see. I know that everyone's talking about, you know, fucking Hamlin. Like, listen, if Hamlin wasn't going to start this year, no matter fucking what, unless we didn't have Poyer or Hyde. So the Nash, that one dude that keeps tweeting about it every week that he's inactive, when are they going to play him? Listen, he's not a fucking starter, but this is a game where maybe he's not inactive. You know, maybe if the guys are getting torched back there, they can add Hamlin back there for some speed. You know, Benford's pretty fast. You know, I'm interested to see if Kyer is ready. I know no one's really, everyone thinks Kyer is benched. I can assure you that Kyer Elam is not benched. He has an injury that he's dealing with. I know this. You can call me a fucking liar and I'm a source, blah, blah, blah. Kyrie Elam's hurt. He will be back, and he will be the guy once he comes back, unless Benford completely plays lights out. But if Elam is healthy and ready to play, he does well against the Dolphins. There was a stat I saw. He's like the fourth best corner last year against the Dolphins. So I don't know exactly what it was. I'm terrible at remembering what I see. I see so much. But if Elam's back, I like it. That speed. Benford's fast. Obviously, he caught fucking Breece Hall. So you got to be pretty fast to catch Breece Hall, who has like a 15-yard cushion on you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm interested to see what they do with Hamlin. Not that he's the starter, but do they activate him in case they need the speed back there?
My guess is no.
Yeah, it's probably no. But – And Hyde and Poyer looked much better last week than they did the last couple. So, I don't know.
Is their biggest – defensively, this is the biggest test, though. But I mean, funny to say best quarterback they're going to face, but it is so far. And definitely the fastest team they're going to face.
Yeah, it's the fastest team they're going to face all year.
Yeah.
This is faster than the Chiefs. It's faster than, you know – because I don't know, like, the Bengals, too. Burrow's not going to be 100% all year.
No.
If they keep playing him, he will never heal. He looked like shit last night. He should not be playing.
He had to though. You can't go 0-3, and they would have if he didn't play.
They almost did with him playing too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like
they have a chance for some bounce back games. They have the Titans and Cardinals next.
So. I think the Titans will figure it out though, because we saw a really bad day from Derrick Henry, who normally doesn't play that bad. I think there's. I don't know what's going on, but Vrabel is I hate Vrabel so fucking much, and you know I do. But he does get those guys to play. At some point, they will turn it on and play competitive football.
Yeah.
They're not playing competitive football right now. They will.
Tannehill's one touchdown.
Yeah. I mean, that won't stay like that. Say what we've made jokes about Tannehill, and he's an NFL quarterback, right? And so he eventually will figure it out. So the Titans they're not going to be a playoff team by any means, but they'll start making games tough, I think, for people. That's just because Vrabel is smash mouth football. That's what he does. It's how he coaches. So, yeah, I don't like going on a skid here would be bad. Because we could potentially be 2-4.
No, I won't say 2-4.
2-3.
Yeah.
2-3. Which isn't ideal as the schedule gets harder. So, yeah. But you do have time. You do have time. It is, what's today, Tuesday?
Yep.
It is Tuesday night. I know that if you DM Buff on WEC, he's got some shirts available from the block party that they had downtown a few weeks ago. So DM him. Get your ass a shirt or a hoodie and get ready for Sunday. You want to wear the flyest shit at the stadium, it's Buff on WEC. And yeah, make sure you're geared up and ready to go. You got your beer. You got your smoky smoke from Premier. And
might need it after Sunday.
You might need that. It might be celebration time because and we're kind of in control of our destiny, right? We're driving the car now. So, but yeah, we'll see you guys next week. I don't got anything to say. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, X, Facebook. And yeah, we'll see you guys hopefully after a W and get you ready for the Jaguars game.
Yeah, I mean, this should be a fun week, guys.
Yes, sir. Go Bills.
All right, peace out, table breakers.
Birds.